Microsoft Dynamics is a powerful financial management solution for government contractors. This accounting solution is designed for forward-thinking executives who are interested in more than just meeting DCAA, FAR, and CAS requirements. It is compliance plus. Integrated, easy to use, works the way you do. Microsoft Financial Management Solutions for Government Contractors. You now have a choice in the marketplace. Put simply, Microsoft Dynamics is compliance plus. Visit dynamicsbymicrosoft.com to learn more.
This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Microsoft's GovCon Straight Talk. This show educates finance and project management executives on the ever-changing compliance requirements necessary to do business with the government. Today's show will discuss what to expect during a DCAA system audit and what government contractors can do today to help ensure they successfully pass when faced with an audit. Here's your show moderator, Tom Temin.
Welcome to the Microsoft GovCon Straight Talk Roundtable. I'm Tom Temin. Today's topic is DCAA compliance. That's the Defense Contract Audit Agency. Our guests today are Bernard Mustafa. He's the managing partner of Pleasant Valley Business Solutions. Ken Bricker, a senior partner at Goodman & Company Government Contractor Consulting Services. And Christine Zamuda. She's the Microsoft's Director of Strategic Alliances. Great to have you all with us this morning. And why don't we go to you, Christine, with the first question this morning, and that is, why is Microsoft interested in compliance with the federal acquisition regulations as they relate to DCAA?
Sure, Tom. Well, Microsoft's interested in FAR compliance because it's a unique reporting requirement that's necessary to do business with the government and something that our customers, government contractors, have to address in their day-to-day business. So when we look to help contractors with that particular topic, we look to experts like Ken Bricker from Goodman & Company to really give the accounting guidance alongside of a partner like Pleasant Valley Business Solutions who provides the underlying financial management solution. And that's really why I invited them to come along with Microsoft here today.
All right, Ken, we have you. Ken Bricker, you're now with Goodman & Company, and they are government contract consulting services specialists. But you spent some time at DCAA, and you pretty much know the ins and outs of federal auditing and federal accounting standards. Tell us exactly what FAR compliance means and what can government contractors that might be new to government service or government contracting expect when they get that first audit from the DCAA.
The FAR compliance federal acquisition regulation covers all of the acquisition programs, primarily what we're going to be talking about today as it relates to DCAA compliance is FAR Part 31, which is the cost principles. And basically what's in the FAR Part 31 is the rules, regulation of how a government contractor's accounting system needs to be set up to properly track the costs associated with a federal government contract. The primary idea is to be able to take each and every contract and associate not only the direct costs, as most people would be able to track, but also the indirect costs, the overhead type costs, the general and administrative type costs, and to be able to identify for any given fiscal year of that contractor how much a particular contract costs them to perform.
And before someone gets a contract, are they expected to have that type of tracking system, that accounting system in place, or is it something they can add after they get a contract? What does the government generally look for?
They are expected to be able to put it in place before they get their first government contract. There is a audit that DCAA performs called a systems review. That systems review does just that. If you look at a standard form 1408, it has all of the compliance issues that must be met by any government contract accounting system.
All right, so Bernard Mustafa, you're the managing partner of Pleasant Valley Business Solutions. tell us what a contractor needs to have in place. How can they get compliant before they go after that contract so they're ready to be able to tell the DCAA, yeah, we can account for our costs the way you want us to?
Good morning, Tom. So the first thing I think that a contractor needs to have staff that's qualified in the workings of government contract accounting. And with that staff, they need to have policies and procedures and internal controls in place to make sure that those procedures are being followed. And to bring all that together, they need accounting systems able to segregate costs, account for unallowable costs, account for indirect costs. And with those things all together, I think they will be ready for an audit.
Now, is this something they have to spend millions and millions of dollars on to get ready, or can they get into this with reasonable cost?
No, it doesn't require millions of dollars. It really requires knowledge. And what happens as the contractor grows, they're going to need more sophisticated accounting systems. So they can start off with something like QuickBooks and use Excel spreadsheets if they have the knowledge. But then as they grow to become more efficient and effective in their business, they need systems that are really able to handle indirect costs and to be able to handle unallowable costs.
You build upon a platform, so there's a partnership between Pleasant Valley Knowledge and Microsoft platforms. How does that work?
That's correct. We are a Microsoft partner. We work with Dynamics NAV with Microsoft, and we built out government contracting functionality that's able to create the billing for the government, allocate indirect costs, track direct costs that would be direct labor, materials, direct travel, those kinds of things.
And Christine, what's the underlying platform that Microsoft provides that companies like Pleasant Valley can build on?
Mm-hmm. The underlying platform is Dynamics Navision, and it actually allows partners to build vertical expertise on top of that. So it's a beautiful combination, beautiful relationship, because Microsoft backs the platform by $1 billion of R&D each year. That really allows these organizations to take advantage of new technology. And then Pleasant Valley comes to the platform with the industry expertise that makes it a really winning combination.
All right, Ken Bricker, let's get back to some operational issues here. Suppose I have a contract, and it may be a multi-year deal or it might be a year-by-year deal. How often does the DCAA come by to take a peek into my books?
It really depends on the contract type. There are basically three primary contract types: firm fixed price, which would be more of what you would see in the commercial market. We're going to do X, and we want $1 million to do that work. Time and material. We're going to do X, and we're going to charge you Y dollars for every hour that it takes us to do that, plus you're going to pay for the material. Or cost plus fixed fee. The cost plus fixed fee contracts would have the, if you've got one of those contracts, they're going to be out there most often. They're going to be more into determining whether or not your contracting system is compliant. And also, if you have a cost plus or cost reimbursable type contract, you are required to submit an incurred cost submission by 180 days after the end of each year. It's sort of like a tax return in that it's a reconciliation of your cost, because you, during the term of that contract, you bill provisionally because you don't know exactly what your indirect rates are going to be. So it in that fashion, it is like a tax return. Great time to be talking about that. But it's unlike a tax return in that 100% audited. It is not like a tax return that you submit it, you may get audited. Every single one of these is audited. Theoretically, at the end of the year, after you submit it, unfortunately, right now, DCAA in some areas of the country is 4 or 5 years behind in doing that. So to get your tax return, to get your money back, if they owe you money, it may take a while longer. On the other types of contracts, so under that cost plus contract, you're going to be seeing DCA at least once a year, more than likely on other types, just to assure that you have a system in place and that you're being compliant, maybe a couple times a year during that, even if you're just a small contractor. Some of the larger contractors have DCA auditors on site all year long.
All the time. And Bernard, can the solution that you offer help people keep up with their costs on an ongoing basis, not just at audit time? You know, when it comes to tax returns, as Ken made the analogy, They tell people don't wait till April 14th and go get your shoebox down and try to put it all together, but keep an ongoing self-audit of what's going on with your tax situation throughout the year. Can Pleasant Valley Solution help people stay on track of costs so that there's no surprises that occur when DCAA calls for that audit?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Basically, people are using the system on an ongoing basis, so they're recording their labor as people enter their timesheets. And so costs being recorded on an ongoing basis from a day-to-day basis. Every month, our clients close their books. And when they close the books on a monthly basis, they allocate their indirect costs to the projects. They compare the actual costs with the provisional costs to determine how their rates are doing. It's important to be able to manage your rates. So when you get to the end of the year, the companies that are managing their system really know what the indirect rates are and where they are relative to their provisional rates.
So in other words, you can fine-tune your activity as you go along to make sure that you stay in the bands of cost that you want to be in at the time of the audit, or not so much what the audit calls for, but what the contract calls for.
Absolutely. So it's really about managing your business. So you're really getting information to project managers. So those project managers really can manage their projects. They know what their cost is on an ongoing basis. And then when you audit time, there are no surprises.
And Ken, what's that relationship like? I mean, when the auditors come by, or do you go to DCAA? Is it totally adversarial? Or do they say, well, you're a little bit out of line here. If you do this, that'll get you back in, that kind of thing. I mean, how does it work?
It's not totally adversarial. And in fact, DCAA's position has always been that they are independent. They are not working for the contracting officers that put out the contracts, nor are they working for the contractors. They're, as independent auditors, they are supposed to find the right answers, make sure everything is good. If that means they find out that the government owes the contractor more money, that's what is supposed to go in the report. So over the years, it's always been a fairly good relationship. Unfortunately, in the past year and a half, DCAA has had some issues of their own. The GAO, the Government Accountability Office, has come into their offices and audited the auditors. And in doing that, they've found some issues, and those issues were dealing with their relationship, probably mostly with major mm-hmm. contractors. So in trying to fix that, they have kind of gone to where they said they're not going to even give you any indication of what they have found during their audits.
We're talking to Ken Bricker. He's senior partner of Goodman & Company, government contract consulting services. Bernard Mustafa, managing partner of Pleasant Valley Business Solutions. And Christine Zamuda, the Microsoft Director of Strategic Alliances. This is the Microsoft GovCon Straight Talk Roundtable, and we'll return just after this short commercial break.
Microsoft Dynamics is a powerful financial management solution for government contractors. This accounting solution is designed for forward-thinking executives who are interested in more than just meeting DCAA, FAR, and CAS requirements. It is compliance plus. Integrated, easy to use, works the way you do. Microsoft Financial Management Solutions for Government Contractors. You now have a choice in the marketplace. Put simply, Microsoft Dynamics is compliance plus. Visit dynamicsbymicrosoft.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Microsoft GovCon Straight Talk Roundtable. I'm Tom Temin. Our topic today is DCAA, that's Defense Contract Audit Agency Compliance. Our guests today are Christine Zamuda, she's Microsoft's Director of Strategic Alliances, Ken Bricker, Senior Partner at Goodman & Company, Government Contractor Consulting Services, and Bernard Mustafa, he's Managing Partner of Pleasant Valley Business Solutions. And I wanted to ask you about DCAA and whether it certifies accounting solutions in the first place. There has to be certified accounting solutions in place before you get a contract, as we noted earlier. But, Christine, what do they look at in terms of whether they audit the system itself, mm-hmm. or certify the system itself?
Well, Tom, DCAA does not certify accounting solutions. And in fact, there's a competitor in the marketplace that makes outrageous claims that they have the only certified accounting solution that is DCAA compliant. That's absolutely misleading. You know, we find that really any accounting solution that allows you to segregate indirect and direct cost can be DCAA compliant, and it's dependent on the people, processes, and the reporting that results from that. You can make it harder or easier depending on how integrated your accounting solution is. And that's where we think, you know, Microsoft has a great ability to not only provide you with compliance reporting, but give you a lot more in terms of making your program managers better at what they do. So we call it Compliance Plus.
And Bernard, you offer one of those solutions to your clients, and therefore you are indirectly subject to DCAA auditors' eyes. Has it been pretty trouble-free in terms of what your clients have experienced system-wise with DCAA?
It's as Ken mentioned earlier, quite often companies get pre-award audits, and our clients go through pre-award audits all the time, and they go through them with no problem. And basically, if you look at Form 1408, you know, in terms of the segregation of a cost by project, to be able to allocate indirect costs, to be able to handle unallowable costs, the system does all those things. But in addition to that, the company is able to really get management reporting and executive information to be able to manage their business in addition to the compliance. That's what makes the system better and more unique.
And Ken, from your experience at DCAA and with the consulting that you do with contractors, do you find that the agency tends to maybe be predisposed better toward contractors that look like they have their act together before the audit takes place in terms of their systems?
Absolutely. If you've got a good system, they will seem to think you're going to be delivering good information. Garbage in, garbage out, as the old saying goes. So I see quite often what DCAA does is they do a risk analysis. So in that risk analysis, if they determine your system is working appropriately, you have everything in place that needs to be in place, sometimes they will cut down on the number of steps they do during certain types of audits.
And Bernard, the compliance requirements tend to change according to the type of contract involved. And so it sounds like if that's the case, that the solution that you have as a contractor would have to be pretty flexible. Can you address that in terms of Pleasant Valley?
That's one of the real strengths of the system is the flexibility. And what we have is that we have situations where we have clients who sell product and services to the federal government, and the system really allows them to do that. So there's a whole different flow, workflow and accountability when you're selling product versus services. And so we're able to really to capture that, and really the only system in the market today that can do that.
And what are some of the ins and outs of especially costs when it comes to services? Because direct materials are easy to account for relatively, I imagine. How does it work for services, Ken?
The way it works for services is we start with that direct labor, the people that are working on the project, the statement of work of any given contract. But then it has to be built up by what we mentioned earlier, the overhead, the general administrative costs. And what the compliance systems tend to do is give you an avenue to calculate those rates, and the requirement there is to be able to do that regularly, and the SF 1408 says that means at least monthly, calculate those rates. The systems that are compliant will do that, and in addition to that, some of the greater ones, the ones that work better, the Pleasant Valley solution does, allocates those costs directly to your job costing. There is no requirement that it has to do that, so some of the very tiny systems can still meet the compliance, but it makes it so much easier, to, as Bernard says, to manage the costs if you have that in place.
And Christine, I imagine that the software tools that enable people to meet compliance requirements for DCAA audits in terms of costs also allow companies to manage their profits because they have really good fine-grained knowledge of their costs in time.
Tom, we actually see that empowered with the right information, their project managers can make better decisions. So there's no longer finger pointing over, I don't know what my profitability is, I don't know where I am on labor, because we're providing that information directly to them. A nice outcome of going to the solution, we found executives tell us, I didn't expect my project managers to become better at what they do. I did expect a lot of depth and reporting and automation on the accounting side, but it's a really nice outcome that we hear quite often from Dynamics users.
And so if the company becomes more profitable, chances are it will grow. And so how does this solution help growing companies? Because I think as you get bigger, the audit requirements might change. Why don't you start with that one?
Sure. This is what I'm probably most excited about, is the success that we see in the government contractor space. As they grow, actually our solution does not penalize them for their growth. A lot of competitive products will license, as an example, on their total employee size. And as you know, government contractors can double overnight, depending on the contracts they win. We actually have a very strong solution that allows them to add maybe one or two accounting users, keep their costs relatively low, and allow them to really benefit from their own success.
And Bernard, what have you seen with respect to growth of the customers of Pleasant Valley? What happens when they start ballooning?
You know, our client base is primarily growing government contractors. And in that growth, as Christine mentioned, they can add a couple of users, but they don't really need to. The system just scales as they grow. So we've had clients that have grown from $17 million in revenue to $90 million in revenue and basically add one accounting user. We've had clients that have grown to sell products at, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the efficiency they gain in the system allows them not to have to add people as they continue to build those revenues.
Okay, and Ken Bricker, let's talk about the issues of growth and how that may change the way DCAA looks at a company. As it gets to be a certain size, do the requirements change for what it has to report?
The reporting requirements don't necessarily change, but the way DCAA looks at them because of risk certainly does. We talked earlier about cost reimbursable contracts. During that growth cycle, one of the biggest issues is that as a company grows, because they're spreading costs over more contracts, their rates tend to go down. Having a compliance system in place is crucial at this point so that they know that their rates are going down. The unfortunate part of my job is I've gone out to several growing government contractors who didn't quite understand the cost accounting systems and the cost plus contracts. And when I get out there, what I find is you've got a good compliance system, but unfortunately, do you know that right now you owe the government $500,000 for the work that you've done during the last 3 years because you've been billing incorrectly? You weren't managing that growth. But if you have the right system in place, these numbers are going to fall out. You will know ahead of time.
And Bernard, I imagine that's a problem for companies, obviously, if you overbill the government. But I think what people may not understand all the time is that this can happen automatically and not because of malfeasance or intention by the company. It just happens because of these issues that Ken mentioned. Can the Pleasant Valley solution help people make sure that doesn't happen?
Right. So your provisional rates are the rates that the government agree that you can use for your billing. And so the key is to track your actual rates and be able to measure the comparison of that to your provisional rates. And so our client's able to do that. And on a monthly basis, when they run the allocations, they can see the variance between the actual and the provisional rates. And that allows them to really be on top of that. In addition to that, the project managers are able to manage their projects' provisional rates, so they're not looking at the up and down fluctuations that occur in actual rates. So it handles both situations.
And so there's some risk involved here if you are a government contractor. And who are the people that touch the system? I mean, who is responsible for compliance in a company when it comes to the DCAA audits?
The CFO and actually the CEO is responsible for the accuracy of their system as it relates to DCAA. But then you have like people all through the organization that need to have information and make decisions, whether it's your accounting manager, whether it's your project manager, or even your accounts payable clerk. And the beauty of Dynamics is those people get the information they need to be able to make decisions.
And Ken, what does DCAA like to look at? Who do they want there when it comes time to sitting across the table at an audit? And who do they send?
Typically, the people that you're going to see in the field are the audit level, usually a GS7 to a GS12. They're field auditors. Within each of the branch offices, there's also supervisory auditors and a branch manager. But your face-to-face contact is primarily going to be with those field auditors. What they're normally looking for is a controller CFO type level, someone that's able to produce particular reports. The program managers probably wouldn't do them any good, as those people are focused on a given contract. The controller or CFO is going to have a bigger picture. Usually what they're looking for is, give me a report, give me a desk, and get out of my way. They don't want you sitting there explaining and putting everything together for them. If they have questions, they're going to come to you.
And Chris, I imagine they know what they're looking for when they come, because you have exposure across so many different sectors and domains in the federal government from Microsoft. I imagine they come prepared to look for what they want to see.
Absolutely. And what we have heard from government contractors using our system is audits go a lot more easily because they can locate the information very quickly. Some even scan all their documents, so everything is in electronic format, which is nice. And they're able to get the audit done, then get the audit complete, have positive findings or, you know, a good report card, and then get on with their core business, which is really important.
And Bernard, what can happen for noncompliance? Say the first time, I imagine, is different than the third time.
Well, it can be pretty dramatic to a business. I mean, you can lose a contract. You can not be able to bill in advance if you have pre-billing rights. So it can affect your cash flow and also the viability of business going forward.
And Ken, final comment, what happens with non-compliance and what are the steps people should take to get back into compliance?
To get back into compliance, what you need to do is, first of all, make sure that whatever DCA has told you is accurate. A lot of people go directly off what DCA is saying and make some changes. Remember, DCA is just a consultant
to its
people, and they make errors. And they are just consultants to the contracts people. So they don't have the final word. Make sure what they're saying is correct. If you need to bring things back into compliance, make sure you make that change. And DCA can also be your best friend. Get them back in there to re-review and make sure there's no audit reports on the street that say you do not have a compliant system.
We've been talking to Bernard Mustafa. He's managing partner of Pleasant Valley Business Solutions. To Ken Bricker, the senior partner of Goodman & Company. They are government contractor consulting services. And Christine Zamuda, she's Microsoft's director of strategic alliances. And if you want more information, go to this website, DynamicsByMicrosoft.com. That's DynamicsByMicrosoft.com or Federal News Radio, and just click on the GovCon Straight Talk site and to get more information. And this has been the GovCon Straight Talk Roundtable. We've been talking about DCAA compliance, and we thank you very much for listening. I'm Tom Temin.
Thank you for listening to Microsoft's GovCon Straight Talk on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any portion of this show, you can listen to it in its entirety and on demand at federalnewsradio.com.
Microsoft Dynamics is a powerful financial management solution for government contractors. This accounting solution is designed for forward-thinking executives who are interested in more than just meeting DCAA, FAR, and CAS requirements. It is compliance plus. Integrated, easy to use, works the way you do. Microsoft Financial Management Solutions for Government Contractors. You now have a choice in the marketplace. Put simply, Microsoft Dynamics is compliance plus. Visit DynamicsByMicrosoft.com to learn more.
WFED, Washington. WWFD, Frederick. Worldwide on federalnewsradio.com. News and information for and about the federal decision maker. Weekday mornings 6 to 10, listen to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norris. They'll give you the story behind the headlines and talk to the federal newsmakers themselves. Then it's In Depth with Francis Rose from 1 to 3, focusing on career development for the federal executive. 3 to 7, join Chris Dorobek and Amy Morris for the Daily Debrief. Live interactive news and analysis on the things that affect your federal career. Federal News Radio 1500 AM also broadcasts all the action of Nats baseball, Caps hockey, GW and American University basketball, Navy athletics, and DC United soccer. Visit federalnewsradio.com for the latest game information and listen on the radio or on your computer to all the game day action. Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ripley.